McDonough and Cole play a quick 1-2 before it's played off to McNee, but McNee leaves it for McDonough in the front post, yes. Perkhuis, and that's now 1-0 to Derry City at long last with 41 minutes gone. David Perkhuis as the his tally.
Well, D, that's nearly
played a lovely ball. Akinadi now finding a bit of pace, gets in behind the defence, goes for goal and puts it to pass the right hand side of Peter Cherry. The equalise in this game, it is 4-1 Derry City 1.
Believe it or not, that all came from the referee.
Dolson stops it before Abbasidi gets there. Backwards to Cole. Now it's with Cole. Cole takes a shot from outside the box, and that's an absolutely beautiful goal by Darragh Cole as it's been laid off the hand on the right foot. He just plays it high, swerves it towards the top corner. Connor reaches up to try and stop it, but it ends up in the back, and then it's 4-1 Derry City 2.
D, that's an absolute.
Well, Derry City so far this season have conceded 4 penalties, and all 4 penalties have gone past Peter Cherry or Nathan Gertside. The man going to take this one is Shane Dugan. He's on the left foot, so it's Dugan versus Cherry, and he puts it in to the bottom left hand corner. Even though Cherry gets the right direction, goes to back and ends out to each.
That is a very good penalty. He's found himself inside the post. The Cherry guess right was a full stretch. No chance of saving that. Some of the fans have left here. They'll be disappointed they didn't see the equaliser.
Look, we've come away to Waterford and we've got a point out of a very difficult game, but we've got to learn from our mistake. We've got to learn when we have control of the ball with 40 seconds to go that we keep possession of the ball in the final third. We give the ball away too cheaply. They've counter-attacked us, and we've made a bad decision in the penalty box because it does penalty. And, you know, nobody else tackles us in the box whenever we you know. So you got to learn from it. It's disappointing, but, you know, it shows you how far this young team has come whenever we're leaving here with a point. We're disappointed. We've missed a lot of chances, but I'm not going to, you know, I'll never, ever get on to anybody for missing a chance because the hardest thing to do in a football pitch is score. You know, so we've been wasteful in front of goal, but ultimately our wastefulness hasn't cost us because we're 2-1 up with seconds left. So we've done enough to win the game. We then go on to self-destruct and give away the goal that equalises whenever we're so much in control of our own destiny. So it's disappointing, but at the same time, absolutely, we've missed chances. Could have been a one, but in the grand scheme of things, looking back over the course of a long season, the way to Waterford taking a point's not a bad thing. I said in the change room, the lads, Darren Strike is out of the, it's the highest quality goal, and to be fair, I think I'm more disappointed for Darren Cole because he should have, that goal deserves to win a game. He scored in the 91st minute, a top quality goal. It's disappointing them whenever they go up the field and equalise. So, like as I said, it's a point in Waterford. More importantly, it's a point that we have to understand, that we got to learn from, and hopefully it doesn't happen again. We spoke about Akinadi's threat. We talked about, you know, his impact in terms of winning aerial balls, and he's took his goal well. But again, we're disappointed with 2 goals we give away. We're very disappointed. Our game management, you know, we've got to learn. We've got to learn quickly. But you know, if you had asked me before the game, would I have took a point? I probably would have. But ultimately, it's disappointing whenever you concede in the last minute.